Hello, today we're talking about Windows Server Software Inventory Logging, or SIL. This is Module 2, and we'll show you and walk you through setting up a SIL aggregator. Here's the agenda: SIL aggregator prerequisites, an installation walkthrough, starting SIL aggregator and basic configuration, confirming SIL aggregator functions. Here are the prerequisites for SIL aggregator. You need to install SIL aggregator on a Windows Server 2012 R2. You need to install the IIS server role with .NET Framework 4.5, WCF services, and HTTP activation. In the Add Remove Roles wizard, you will see these options. Just make sure they're checked as you install. You also need to install SQL Server 2012 SP1 or 2014 Standard Edition. Enterprise Edition will work, of course, but the license for SIL Aggregator only covers Standard Edition. SQL Server can be installed locally on the machine that you're installing SIL Aggregator, or it can be installed on a remote machine under certain conditions. For this walkthrough, we'll simply have it installed on the local system we're installing SIL Aggregator. Optional prerequisites are Excel 2013 and PowerCLI. PowerCLI is needed for environments where there are VMware hosts holding up your virtual machines with Windows servers installed on them. If you don't use VMware at all, you don't need to install PowerCLI. And then Excel is really only needed for the reports if you plan on doing the reports on the system that you install SIL aggregator. If you don't plan on running reports on this specific SIL aggregator, you don't have to install Excel on this aggregator. We'll explain more about that during the installation walkthrough. And then at the bottom of the page here, you'll see the link for SIL aggregator, all the information you need to get up and running with SIL. Today, we're going to show you just the first and last part of this SIL components and architecture slide from the first video on SIL. So we'll be installing the SIL aggregator, and then we'll add a Windows Server host here, and we'll add a Xen host over here. We won't be pushing any data from the VMs. That will come in a different video. And then we'll show you how to publish SIL report after waiting a day. Which publishes the SIL Excel report. Okay, with that, I'm going to switch over to a SIL aggregator host. Okay, here's the machine that we're going to install software inventory logging aggregator on. Here are the install bits. We're going to click setup in a minute. But since SQL Server is installed locally for this demo, we're going to first double check that SQL Server has the right credentials for configuration. I'm going to open Management Studio. We're going to connect to the database engine. And we're also going to connect to the analysis services server. So these are the two parts of SQL that we need to connect to configure SIL aggregator. So we're going to make sure our credentials, the ones we want to use to configure SQL Server, are in here. These are not the credentials that the operations of SIL aggregator will run under, but these credentials are needed for configuring SQL Server and SIL aggregator. So we'll double check in there that we're there in security logins, and that we're a sysadmin. So make sure that you're a sysadmin for your credentials. And then we're going to go in analysis server here. We're going to make sure that we're an administrator on analysis server. Go to properties, security, and make sure you're there, the credentials that you want to use. Okay, since we've verified that, we're now ready to start our installation. This takes a few seconds. This is our welcome screen for the MSI. We'll click Next. Be sure to read through the EULA, particularly the SQL Server part. It's important to understand that relationship. Essentially, what it says is that for every instance of SIL aggregator, you can use one SQL Server Standard Edition instance at no charge. I'm going to click that I accept the agreement, hit Next. Okay, here's our first screen where we have options to choose from. The first option is to install the full SIL aggregator and reporting module. The second option is just to install the reporting module. We're going to do the full install today. The second one is really for client installs. So if you had a laptop or a desktop that you want to publish multiple SIL aggregator reports from, you would install the reporting module only. You can connect with that reporting module to the multiple SIL aggregators. Okay. Next. Now we're going to go through the prerequisites. It's going to do the check. It's verified everything's here. These last two are optional, so if those don't check out green, that's okay. Okay, here is where we're going to choose which account SIL aggregator services and tasks will run under on the local machine. You have two options. One is to have SIL aggregator create a local account with a random generated password, strong password, or you can use a group managed service account. Since today we're not going to go through the group managed service account, we have selected our local user account. And now we have the SQL Server configuration screen. There's multiple things that will go on here. The first is you can specify a remote server if you want to, or you can use the local server. It's important to remember a couple things. If you use a remote server, you must have chosen the group managed service account on the previous screen and have group managed service accounts set up on your machines. For a local host, which is what we're going to do today, you can connect with either Windows Authentication or SQL Server Authentication. Now we'll click Verify SQL. This actually checks to make sure that the credentials logged in have the right permissions to configure SQL Server. It checks a few other things as well. In particular, it checks that the SQL Server agent is running and set to automatic. Okay, it's been verified. We'll click OK. And one more point about this screen here is that if you ever needed to uninstall SIL aggregator, you could uninstall it and leave the data behind intact in the database server. If you needed to reconnect to that data, you could reinstall, select use attach or existing software inventory logging database, and then you can reconnect to your old data. We're not going to do that today since we're setting it up from scratch. Okay, now this is where we're going to install our certificate for SIL aggregator for IIS binding. I'm going to browse to where my certificate is. This is the certificate right here that I'm going to use to install the software inventory logging aggregator. This is important for IIS binding. Note that the name of the certificate is the same name as the server, exact same name, machine name. This is critical. SIL will not work without this matchup. Also note that a PFX file is required. It's important also to note that the certificate I'm going to use here, I received from my certificate authority in my enterprise CA. And the machine is joined to that domain where I received the certificate from. Again, SIL aggregator will not work if these do not match up. Now I'm going to put in the password. And now the installation will commence. Once done, the first thing to do is to start SIL aggregator. We'll do that after this is complete. We successfully created the database. The OLAP queue. Web service. Extraction service, polling task. With that, we have successfully installed Software Inventory Logging Aggregator. Next thing to do is to start Software Inventory Logging Aggregator. We're going to open up PowerShell as an administrator. And simply start SIL Aggregator. Okay, now we're running. We're ready to go. Okay, now assuming that you have virtual machines and you have a virtual environment, you'll want to add the hosts that are running those virtual machines. This is important for polling operations. If you don't have virtual machines, then you don't need to take this step. What I'm going to do is I'm going to add a Windows Server host with the add SILVM host command. That's my Windows Server host. And I'm going to pass credentials using the get credential commandlet option. Now I'm putting in credentials that will be used for polling operations for this specific host. and that will be stored on the SIL aggregator itself. Wait a few moments as it adds. Great, so this has successfully been added. So within an hour, every hour it's set to poll, that's the default value. So an hour from now, at a random time, it will start polling. It's important to note that all hosts that you add will poll at the same time. It happens in a sequential manner, but it's still scheduled at the same time. Okay, now I'm going to add a Linux host by IP address this time. I'm going to add the password, user, password. Okay, that was successfully added. First thing we're going to do is we're going to do a git sil vm host just to take a look at what we added. Right now it says recent poll is empty, which is normal, because nothing has been polled yet. It will poll every hour, so an hour from now it will poll these hosts all together, actually in sequential order. But we have here the host that we're going to poll, and our commandlet has recognized the different host types and hypervisor types. Since most people don't do this manually, it's important to note that you can use this commandlet in a loop and run it against many hosts at once. After an hour, once this is polled, you'll be able to see the most recent poll. At any time, you'll be able to see the most recent poll here if you run git sil vm host. Okay, so we should be all set, other than we haven't configured our node servers to actually push data from within the virtual machines. The node servers being typically the virtual machines, but it could be a standalone machine as well. So we'll set that up in the next module. Okay, now that it's been an hour, we're now going to check our polling results. Make sure the polling happened correctly. Open PowerShell as an administrator again. I type git sil vm host. Yeah, and there are two hosts. They're both polled successfully because there's a recent poll date and time. One is a Windows Server Hyper-V, hypervisor type. The other is Ubuntu KVM. Note that the IP address is no longer an IP address, but actually a name resolved. Once the polling happens, it gets the machine name or the host name and puts it in the database for us. Okay, now that we've waited a day, we're going to go ahead and publish a SIL report. Open up PowerShell again as an administrator. Type publish SIL report dash open report so that we can open it right away. This could take several minutes. Okay, now our report has been opened, created and opened. First thing I do often is just look at the Windows Server summary, and there we have it. We have two hosts that have been polled that we added. One is the Ubuntu machine. There's no VMs running on this machine, or at least there are no Windows Server instances. There's no VMs, otherwise they'd show right here. And then we have our Windows Server Hyper-V host, and it is running, it looks like, three VMs. But notice how they're all unknown hosts, unknown OS. This is because we haven't set up the pushing, assuming they are Windows servers, of course, which we don't know. But if they're Windows servers, we haven't set up the SIL pushing function to the aggregator yet. We'll show you how to do that on another module. Okay, that concludes our walkthrough of the installation of SIL aggregator and validation that the SIL aggregator is functioning properly. The end result, of course, is one of these reports. Please join us for the next module where we talk about how to set up pushing from within a Windows Server VM or Windows Server standalone machine. Thank you. Goodbye.